I'm fucking bored, man. Boredom's the first step on the road to relapse.
It's an unexpected treat when it hits a certain spot, and then it's like, am I gonna squirt?
So moist.
You got a boner?
I just drooled.
This episode of the... brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Unless Ehrlich jerks off four guys at a time, and then we can cut that in half.
How would he do four guys? He's got two hands, so that's two dicks at a time, right?
Look, you have two guys on either side with their dicks tip to tip, so you're going full length. Four, see?
Oh. From the middle out. That does make sense.
Like two shake weights.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, hypothetically, is minimize time,
which is 800 dudes multiplied by mean jerk time divided by four dicks at a time.
Of course, Ehrlich would have to pre-sort guys by height so that their dicks lined up.
Not by height, technically. The measurement that we're looking for really is dick to floor. Call that D2F.
You know, if a guy's dick was long enough, he would be able to reach up or down to another guy with a different D2F. The longer the dick, the greater the D2F bridge. I would still be able to jerk it off in one smooth motion. I would just have to jerk it on an angle.
Guys, does girth similarity affect Ehrlich's ability to jerk different dicks simultaneously?
Oh, man. Very important question, though. Length or width?
How do you turn Halloween into a dance song?
Can you hear that beat?
I don't know. Put it on TikTok. I'm sure it's already been done.
Yeah.
We'll do like the stab this way.
Yeah.
Get the shake.
This Call of Duty was doing, what's his scream, dude? Yeah, you could buy a scream and then Donnie Darko, too. You get Donnie Darko's as your character.
I am obsessed.
Show number 444.
Woo! Look at that.
Close to being
right. I'm coming back.
Six.
That's what I'm saying. I'm coming back.
No, I was going to say 445.
Oh, yeah. Where are we off from 445?
There's only 52 weeks in a year, though, so that's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
It's very scary out today.
It is show 444.
Leaves blowing everywhere.
It's October 26th, 2021.
Yes, it is.
October 26th.
5 days before Halloween.
2021.
The most evil day of the year.
And we're eating cheese.
4 days until the Devil's Night.
I call it hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, Devil's Night is hors d'oeuvres for you?
I meant the cheese.
Oh,
the
eating.
Devil's Night is a common misnomer. It has nothing to do with the devil.
It doesn't. It just meant to go nuts.
Wasn't this done to scare away evil spirits?
Yes.
Yep.
Ronnie James
horns,
Dio's
man.
Dio's grandma or mom used to do that.
Metallica horns, man.
I don't think you got to go back to Dio.
Man.
Yeah, fuck you, Matt. You're stupid.
Oh, sorry, I keep bumping.
Die.
Quit it.
I'm all
quit
up
it.
On the mic. I'm amped up. This is my
I'm
time of year,
I'm amped up, too.
Man.
This is, too. We're fixing to get a cold front coming in. Mm-hmm. My knee feels great.
On. Yep. Your knee feels great?
Mm-hmm.
Mine doesn't.
Bonerific. Let's go.
Money will start aching.
I just
aching.
Had a birthday. He just had a birthday.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the year.
Things
I was
are about
ask,
to flip.
That's on my show notes. Is Matt and Susie Palooza over yet?
No.
Almost.
Almost.
5 days?
Well.
Let's see what happens.
November 1st. Maybe. Yeah,
that's going to be my
well,
post.
Well, I have an extension on mine.
Watch my post
mine
on November 1st.
For, I have an extension. I put into an amendment back in the 1930s. And mine goes an extra 4 days into November.
What, because of farmers?
Yes.
It's like you fall back
we,
with
yes.
your time?
The farmers and I like each other, so we well, decided that it'd be best if I just carried on for 4 days into November. And that is the official start of the holiday season.
Hey,
I thought that was...
The 18th.
When your dick grows off.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Because it grows back for spring.
Is that part of the... Is that part of the...
like a deer.
It grows back for spring.
What do you call it? Tradition?
It's
part
like a deer.
Of the tradition?
Yeah.
Susie
oh, I didn't know that.
Is,
let me walk this back then. Farmers?
A officially
be calling in sick.
Kind of the 1st of October to the 14th of October.
Oh.
However, basically, anytime that I want to do anything, I can just say it's for Susie Palooza. I mean, like, it could be March, and I'll be like, let's do this for Susie Palooza.
You definitely could.
Yeah.
No, this isn't some charity organization that just gets days whenever they want.
You don't celebrate your half birthday?
If you can give me a day off of work, though, I'm in.
No. Do you celebrate half Christmas?
Half Christmas? Yeah, Christmas in July.
I would.
I fell through a window butt-ass naked. I fell through a window butt-ass naked. Or not a window, a bush into a window butt-ass naked at my last
Christmas
in July party.
Nice. See?
No scars?
No, I didn't break the window. I fell into the bush. But that was the night that I was in that kiddie pool with Jonna from Texas Billiards.
All right. Moving on.
Sorry.
So that was in your show notes? Could the next order of business be Jay Smith giving us gifts?
Yes. Jay Smith is in here tonight.
Happy Tuesday, Jay Smith.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Jay Smith.
We have the
Happy
two Tuesday, queens of the chat room normally on Tuesday.
Yeah, now no one's going to be in our chat room.
Hey, but
RoboTuner's alone.
RoboTuner,
I don't know. Someone else got in. There's more people in there. He's the only one chatting.
The leader and co-chair.
Is he chatting to himself? Hey, guys.
Yes.
That hot stuff guy can be an asshole sometimes. A real dick. A real punch in the groin.
The reverb in this chat room is crazy.
I know that
hello?
The RoboTuner's bandmate's also watching.
Fuck. This is fucking cool.
Anybody in here?
Oh my goodness.
There's people.
Yes. No, there's people in there. He's just the only one, so it's funny.
He normally is until people start drinking or get angry.
At him?
No.
At you. Yeah.
Oh, at us?
That's not nasty.
We don't do anything to anger people, do we?
Hey.
All right. So, yes.
The gifts.
You brought gifts. It's about the end. See?
It's the end of the track.
Wow. Look at that.
That was amazing.
On cue.
Perfect.
I'm the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I wanted to be the guest that didn't drink all your whiskey. I wanted to bring...
us all the whiskey.
Use some whiskey.
So, like, you're talking about, like, the last 3 weeks.
Not just when some whiskey.
I will not say
had our house
lots
drink.
Of whiskey.
Names or people that came.
Hacksaw,
well, you might want Denver. To think about that, because the story this week is that with the supply chain shortage, liquor's about to be hit hard.
Well, we're
well, there.
We're,
you are because the glass
we're,
shortage.
We're covered at least for today.
Yeah, we're covered. We got
for
some
a little while. Here. Like, look at all that.
Yeah.
So, but to drink your libations in
uh-oh.
Spirit of Halloween,
uh-oh.
I thought we needed something cool to drink it out of.
A chalice.
Your shoes.
Yes.
A thong.
So, I got us all skull mugs.
Yes.
So we
awesome.
Drink out of them.
Do you?
Are those?
That's awesome.
Are these the ones like Tiki?
Yeah. Kind of.
No, there's this one looks way better. This
and
one's more defined.
I was going
to
bring dry ice.
Is that high quality glass?
But my
dry ice would have been rad.
But my mom said it's not safe for us to drink dry ice. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Your mom's probably
and
right.
Inhale it and stuff. Yeah, probably
look.
Not a good idea.
Do you want
it's
to
so
drink?
Cool.
We
yeah,
have
I'll take one.
Okay.
It's like the crystal
I'm
going to
have
skull.
A nice cold Coca-Cola in a second.
Nice.
I would like some Coca-Cola.
Hold the scotch. Wait, I didn't say scotch and Coca-Cola. Hold the scotch. Is there more?
Just the same.
One for me and one for she.
Thank you. Yes, these are awesome.
So we came prepared.
Yes.
We can always add to them.
Stubbs, can you
give me some ice? I wish I had a sink out here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to give himself some ice and then he'll pass it around.
Hey, lowbrow. It's early in the season. There's plenty of time to watch Vegas Golden Knights. I think
look at all that ice I'm being wasteful with, too.
Dude.
Hey, will you grab me some ice, too, sir? No, I don't want the shit you just poured on the table.
Here. Tuesdays are known as Giving Tuesday.
It's always best.
Oh, sweet. I thought you were going to say Booze Day.
Booze Day or Boobs Day.
Well, if we're just going to...
Or Boobs Day.
Can I try some of that 1876 and see how it tastes?
Sure can.
Let's see how this tastes. Mmm. As we're just talking about... interesting show of us just drinking. Pouring drinks.
It's a...
Usually
is
for you.
This something that you mix?
I don't know. I'm going to taste it first.
Okay, let's hear.
It's good. Oh, that's really good. You can do it with or without.
Okay,
it's really good.
Cool.
Really good. Well, since we're talking about gifts.
Oh, boy. I bet you that's a birthday present?
I'm going to stand up. Here's my gift to you guys. Zip.
Oh, boy.
Matt, this was dropped off on my porch for you.
Oh, sweet.
My one Mr. Marlin. Schmarlin.
The good gift
Schmarlin.
Giver. I'm the bad gift giver.
Marlin.
Oh, this is rad. All right. Fuck yeah, dude. He always nails it.
Look at that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Lemmy.
Oh,
man.
He got a Lemmy action
gets the
figure.
The greatest gifts
is
ever.
Is that a JT custom toy?
I don't know if it is or not.
Dude, that's badass.
Stubbs, I need
got his little base.
Coca-Cola.
You already saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't pull it out. I just saw what it was, but I didn't pull it out.
He's got his base in there.
He saves pulling it out for later. Wink, wink.
I don't know. She's not true. Man, I'm you lose some. And then it's last awesome. Night, we'll get into this in a little while. But this is in the bag.
Something to talk about. Let's give him something to talk about.
This isn't really a gift since you paid for these. But I picked these up for you today, and you can now. Look, she's busy pouring.
I want to see.
I'll just do this.
I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Fort Worth famous stickers.
These are awesome.
These are kick ass.
We'll talk about these stickers
in
a
minute.
Yeah,
those look good.
I got us a refill run of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those
cool,
are mine,
man.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 100 of them.
I did.
15 each bag.
Okay.
But I printed these off as a test. Oh, there's your test.
Oh, there's my
no,
test.
I'm going to keep that one.
Okay.
Fuck off. I'm keeping that one. Mine.
Okay.
Where's the other? I want Matt to see this. I made these as a test. Look at the bottom. See if they work. Uh-huh. Think that'll work? New JJTM stickers.
Ooh, I'm wearing the matching shirt.
With our phone number at the bottom so
oh,
people can call and leave
no
voicemails.
No phone number on my shirt.
I'm hoping we can hang these up and people will call them at the bar, be at the bar and be like, what's that? I'm going to call that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, and then, you know, we got the refill of the normal, our normal sticker that you see everywhere. We just needed more of those because we're running out.
And
because
then,
the supply we had went to Velton.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the label.
Oh, for the
are you going to show
can
it?
Can we talk about it? I want to see.
I'm going to show you that right there.
Give it to him.
Well, we're going to have a big talk about it here in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
But the JJTM coffee
is getting roasted as we speak.
Is getting ready as we speak.
Can I take a picture? Or no?
Yeah, you can take that one with you if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So we got a bunch of new stickers and stuff and things.
Awesome.
Getting there. You got your stickers.
I'm so excited about this.
You can start spreading those everywhere.
Yeah.
I get the first one.
Yeah, you do.
Awesome. I guess let's roll into shooting the shit. I wanted to talk about Thursday night.
Thursday night. I feel like I was doing something Thursday night.
My practice got canceled, so I went and saw our friends from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. North by North was playing at Mass.
Yes, they played at Mass with Siamese Hips and someone else. And someone, the girl who had her birthday.
That was my toe.
That was our show.
Remy Riley.
Remy Riley.
And they played with the duo. The first two people who played.
I don't know who they were.
Let me look them up. Because they were so fantastic, and they're out of Dallas. They were unexpectedly great.
I walked in, I thought Duran Duran was on stage.
Their voices are beautiful.
I was like, what is going on?
They're fantastic musicians. Let me look. One sec.
Our friends North by North were in town. Matt, I think the last time we saw them was when they played the inside room at Mohawk's after Dillinger Escape Plan. We walked in there and they were standing there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are y'all doing here? We're here to play a show. After that?
Yeah.
After Dillinger just destroyed everything, y'all are going to play a show?
Yeah, that was funny.
That's very weird. But that was pretty fun.
That's when I almost died.
Yeah.
When my pants fell down in the middle of a bunch of kids beating each other to hell, and Greg gave me high fives from the stage.
As you were dying?
And I went down.
As your eyesight is closing black.
I knew I was in trouble when my pants fell down.
You're fading to black?
When my pants fell down, I was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. Because I knew it was about to happen.
I'm trapped.
Yep.
Oh, dude, they played with King Klamath Armory the next day.
You got to see this King Clam.
They're so good.
Have you seen them, have you?
I don't think so.
You haven't?
I thought North by North was coming back here soon.
They will. They come back here all the time. Panoramic Duo is the band out of Dallas.
That was
the
one that sounded like Duran Duran.
Is these just two guys up there. One was playing guitar, one was playing keys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was fantastic.
It was cool. It was cool.
Fantastic.
Then Friday night, I didn't do anything. Anybody do anything Friday night?
I did.
What'd you do?
Went to the Stars home opener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
How was that?
It was awesome. I loved it.
Sweet.
By himself.
I know.
Yeah, no invites.
Like you don't have friends. I like sports.
I couldn't
and stuff.
Invite anyone on that one.
Why not? It was an empty suite.
At that time, it was.
Oh, okay.
I got there stalkerish early. So I was just sitting there in the corner.
You got there for the warm up?
Yeah. Yep.
I haven't figured out what my deal is, but I'm about to meh.
The season?
I'm about to meh the people I'm working for.
Oh yeah.
To get access to all that?
Yeah.
I'm about to tell them to meh off.
We're done here.
We're done. I'm moving to television.
Send them their pink slip.
Fuck
you. Oh no, wait, do you get a yellow slip?
I'm probably gonna send them fuck your little web thing. I'm going to TV.
There you go.
You guys, my very best friend in the whole wide world, Terry Dean, is watching us on the YouTubes, and she keeps commenting on all the stuff we're talking about. This is great. Keep going. Oh.
Does she want me to unzip my pants again?
Yeah, well, tell her to get in the chat room.
Okay.
Tell her to get in the chat room and start a ruckus.
So, that game was pretty good, wasn't it? They pulled it out. You got an overtime game.
Yeah, overtime.
Yeah, so you got to stick around for did it make it a shootout?
No.
It was just a breakaway shot?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was like 45 seconds left in the overtime period. I mean, it was getting down to it.
Yeah.
And fucking Dak was out there. And
yeah.
He was fucking going crazy. Like, everybody was going nuts, man. I was like, that's the way you start the home opener. That's how you start the season.
Have they been? They didn't win last night, did they?
I don't
Columbus?
Think so. That wasn't their season opener either. That was just their
home
opener.
No, that was their home opener.
Yeah. And then Dallas Mavericks are playing tonight? Not excited at all? Dude, it's our basketball team.
Did
man.
You watch just... the season opener?
No, I heard about it, though.
Where they lost by 30-some-odd points?
Yeah.
The worst season opener in Mavericks history?
If I remember right, that's how Jason Kidd kind of does it, though. He'll have, like, one season that's shit, and then out of nowhere start being a badass and then get in
Is
trouble
he a
with
player
the,
or
like,
coach?
Then the he'll get sick of the organization or the organization will get sick of him, and then he'll leave.
He's got to go beat someone, and then he'll get good.
Whoa.
What?
Sir? Damn.
Is he a player
that's
or
a
coach?
Video or radio edit there. You can't say that stuff, man.
What?
This is live podcast.
Gonna answer me?
What's that?
He's a coach.
He's the coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He used to play for the Dallas Mavericks. He won a title.
Didn't he play for the Sacramento Kings, too?
Ooh.
He played for the New Jersey Nets.
Where's your boy?
Who?
Adam. Lowbrow. We got a Golden Knights Stars game tomorrow night at
7:30.
Yeah. You want to put anything on it?
Yeah. That's going to be a good one,
That's
too,
gonna
man.
That's going to be a good one.
Wait.
Who'd the Stars lose to last night?
When did the Robo Tuner go see the Kush at Mass?
Watch Robo.
That's a personal question, ma'am.
He didn't watch the Kush.
No, that was on. That was Saturday night.
You gonna try to go to?
Or
was
Friday
it
night?
Red
oh,
Hot
yeah,
Chili
that was
Peppers?
Friday night.
Damn, dude, you've changed, man. Maybe you're not the guy I need to cast anymore.
it's Chili Peppers.
I don't know, man, but still, you've changed.
Am I going to listen
to know you anymore.
2 hours of...
I would be so down for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Almost as much as
Kid
Rock.
I think Anthony Kiedis is starting to look like Iggy Pop.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I saw the signs
for... the same guy. They're gonna be hot. He's going to be a hot old dude, too. Yep.
I saw the sign for Chili Peppers, and I saw Strokes were opening, right?
Yeah.
As I'm about to have a stroke on the air. The Strokes are open.
I'm going to tell you something in a second, and you're going to be like,
something
you
smells like
dumbass.
Butter.
So, there's this place right down my apartment, like right down the street from my apartment complex, right?
Yeah.
And it's a like a sushi bowl place. It's called Poke.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to go.
Poke is a bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
From Hawaii.
Yeah, this is a restaurant called that, mm-hmm. and freaking, it's right by that Ginger Man.
It's not a sushi bowl, it's mm-hmm. Poke Bowl.
Well, they have sushi there, too.
That's the only Ginger Man left, isn't it?
Might be.
I think so.
But anyway, I didn't go. Well, I saw that night on my Las Colinas community thread, freaking Megan Fox and her boyfriend,
Machine Gun Kelly,
were fucking hanging out at that at
he
that
played
bar,
a show on Sunday.
At the Poke place, man. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like two streets over.
I could have gone there and eaten some Poke.
What the hell?
And looked at her weird
some
thumbs.
Then I started thinking, I was like, dude, I would have gotten in trouble. There's no way I would have made it through that night without getting in trouble somehow.
Challenged him to Kelly? A Jedi match.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That's what I should have done, is shown up with a Zom, bitch.
Oh, he would have been ready for you.
And I'd be like, winner. Gets her, and I'd point to her.
He's not that great.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
You'd be all...
Susie, would she be in love with me if I did that?
Oh, hell yeah, she
like, the winner gets her. Like that, and I just pointed to her with my lightsaber. Would she be like, man, that guy.
Yep, she'd have to go change her pants.
Whew. I'd have done like a double split kick or something. Like, wow. Just to make a noise, and then I would just... So you like Poke?
So I like Poke, huh?
I do too. It's a weird name though. I feel
you
weird.
Could have been kind of man on the scene
not
though.
Said Poke.
I could have been
and
lot of
totally
man on the scene. Said hey,
gotten
you
pictures
go
of her
people?
Thumbs, and we could have seen if they really
thought
are
about that too.
Mutant.
At some point, that's what I'm saying. I would have gotten in trouble because at some point I'd been like this.
Let me see your thumbs.
But just like say you're Megan, have your hands out or something, and, like get caught like.
She does have weird thumbs. You wouldn't just walk over.
Which
and
is
go.
Weird. Are you running over me as I'm looking at the thumb? Like the scene is supposed to be us hanging out, but if you're running over me, I'm like, she's got a fucked up thumb.
Why are you holding your hands like Biden
yeah,
did?
Pretend we're
speech.
Yeah.
I was hoping.
No, Susie, let's say we're breaking bread.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd make it real obvious, real quick. I'd have like two drinks, and then all of a sudden I'd be like.
Look at those
and
thumbs.
You'd just be watching her like feed herself and be like, how does that thumb hold the bread like that? And
yeah.
Put it
and then
mouth.
I'd start texting Dustin, it's true, man. And he'd be like, get a fucking picture.
Her thumbs.
I would have come over just her to thumbs. Punch Machine Gun Kelly in the face.
You wouldn't punch Machine Gun Kelly in the face.
He'd
Why not?
Cry.
I'm Team Eminem.
Oh. So you're excited for the Super Bowl?
I'm Team Eminem too. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm more excited for the Super Bowl for Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Is yeah. what?
Eminem, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, and what's her name?
Yep.
Someone.
Tatiana Ali?
Yeah, that's who it was.
That's what I thought.
Celine Biles.
Megan Thee Stallion?
So is he like the token white dude?
Is Kendrick
scenario?
Lamar, is he playing it too?
I think Kendrick
so.
Is in it, yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Wow. They didn't call me? Thanks.
They're going to come right out and do Fuck the Police straight out in the middle of the Super Bowl. That would be awesome.
Epic.
Dude, they have to, right?
They won't do that.
Oh, my gosh. What a fucking middle finger to that
awesome.
Whole thing, man. Would that be?
Adam.
They'd be my heroes, man.
Adams is great.
I'd be like, yeah, who won now?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Censor that.
Censor that.
Up here.
What's it? Tipper Gore? Fuck you, Tipper Gore.
So Saturday, the Boiled Owl had their one-year anniversary.
No, it didn't. Tarantula Tiki Lounge.
I'm sorry, Tarantula
had their one-year anniversary.
Yeah, Tarantula did. Sorry, my bad.
I got laid.
I don't think I did. I don't know what I did on Saturday.
I got laid
I'm
by that
sure
guy,
I did
Colin.
Something cool.
What's his last name?
Kaepernick.
Man, if I got laid by Colin Kaepernick, my whole life would be a different trajectory.
I don't know. He didn't have much money, I don't think, so
yeah.
It's not like things would change that much.
That's weird.
I think. I'm sure he's still got some money. but
he's still in commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he doesn't pay for much when he goes out, probably. He probably gets free shit bought for him all the time.
It's just kind of weird. Anywhere you go, when the national anthem plays, you have to kneel. Baseball games. You can't just go enjoy sports anymore.
You could.
You're walking down the street, and it's 4th of July, and you hear the national anthem. You got to kneel.
It just depends on the power of your love.
Anyway, I got laid by Colin.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Let's do this conversation again.
Yeah.
He's that the front man for Ice Eater. It's his brother.
Does he have small
if
thumbs?
If you made love to Colin Kaepernick, would you look in the mirror?
Oh, my gosh. Did you want to talk about Tarantula's one-year anniversary?
Yes, Tarantula had a one-year anniversary. It's great.
We got hot dogs with pineapples and jalapenos.
There's hot dogs. There was...
coconut banana rum cake. Here's my problem with Tarantula's one-year anniversary.
Does it look like me?
I don't know.
Okay.
The signature drink of the night was not rum based.
Uh-oh.
It was tequila based.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my one biff with the whole thing.
Did they have a I'm hot sticky sweet drink?
From my
still?
Head to my feet. Yeah. Are you just trying to get me to sing? Metallica? Is that who that was?
I love doing that shit. I do that on Facebook sometimes. Like, I'm starting to... My love for Facebook has started to dwindle. Like, ever since you mentioned it, I was like, yeah, this is getting fucking stupid.
It is dumb.
So, but I love... I used to love calling people offsides by, like, man, freaking Wherever I May Roam by Slayer. Whew, it don't get much better than that. And then, you mean Metallica, you dumbass? And you know who would be the first one to comment? He's in the chat room right now. He'd fall for
Robo-tuner?
It. He stopped falling
Robo-tuner.
For it finally.
He finally did.
But like up until like 2 years ago, he'd still jump my shit because he just thought I fucking forgot the name.
Mm-hmm.
The I know, Thomas. That's the joke. Remember the was it the line from National Lampoon's? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And he's like, I think it was him, was like, dumbass, the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, it was Japan. And I was like, I know, Matt.
That was in National Lampoon's?
Yeah, or it was in Animal House. Wasn't that in National Lampoon's?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Movie?
Yeah. I stroked out thinking about something.
Okay.
Was it when you make love?
Something's got you distracted. No. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Like, you want us to call 911?
Like, what? Do we need to pause the show for a
second?
I smell
butter. Do you need some air?
No.
I'll go run down the drugstore and get those canned airs for you if you want, man.
This device and put it over here. I need to take this device off my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And put it over there.
Yeah, because who's more important than the people right in front of you?
And I'm going to do that because... Band one is going insane. Crazy. Yeah.
Is it the typical shit, too?
Well, they want to practice tomorrow.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, last minute. Let's change the days.
And oh, sorry, like, oh you God. Can't.
No.
You're busy.
Yeah, for band two.
Band three, really.
Band three.
Yeah.
It's band three. It's not band
it's
two.
Band
it's band
three. Band two is...
Yeah. We'll get in that later.
Okay, that's okay.
It's TV show one.
Okay, so Tarantula Tiki Lounge.
It's TV show one.
Do you want to add anything to it?
No, I was kind of upset, too, that the drink of whatever...
The signature drink of the night
was made with tequila and not rum. It's a Tiki Lounge. It's rum-based drinks. Why not do them rum?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well...
Can I have some Cokie?
Yeah, if you tell me TV show one trumps... Band one.
Well, which TV show one? Because I'm fixing to work for a TV show.
No, there's only one. Well, there's one movie. There's one long show, but there's one that I just sold today.
Oh, yeah.
TV show one. That's a good
one. That's not TV show one for me, though. I'm fixing to go work for TV show one, which we'll get into in a
minute.
This
is very exciting news. Yeah. Okay. What's next on your list?
Sunday. I want to know what's with you and the soccer thread.
What, just holding out?
On the phone. You never talk. You never show up to games, matches, or anything.
No.
Sunday was... Why don't you just
take yourself out of the thread,
dude? I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I'm about to.
Then Dustin will tell... Like, Jason will lose his shit or something. I'll be like, oh, I want to see. It's like, add me back.
Just have him screenshot it for you.
I think we just need to start ignoring that entire thing. But I went up to watch the game.
You had the leash.
Champagne cheese.
And I watched through up to halftime.
Yeah.
It was 5-0. And they were already throwing out, they threw out like 5 yellow cards and was like, oh, here's a red. And the refs were just having giant Liverpool dick going straight down their throat.
Meat is spicy.
Like that. They were like, oh, Liverpool's so spicy.
So I take it you weren't going for Liverpool.
No.
Wow.
I wasn't.
Wow. Why is this so spicy?
We had a goal taken away from us?
This is the spicy section.
Because of
I just heard about the highlights and stuff. I didn't see any of it.
LIVAR pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, screw it.
LIVAR?
Yeah.
Livier.
VAR is a instant replay thing. And that's the new meme is Liverpool gets all instant replay calls because the refs are just, Liverpool, this is where we made the Titanic.
Is that a call? Like, is that like double dribble in basketball?
Yeah. Wow. So,
like, we've got 2 infractions.
So I told Dante was there with his girlfriend. A few other friends were there, and I said, peace.
What,
I'm out.
Wait, rewind. Did you just say Dante's got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What?
She's super cool and fun.
That is nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm stoked to meet her.
So I left. I said, screw this place. Did a little bit of running around, and then my happy butt came home and got ready for the race. Formula One in Austin.
I went and saw Jeffrey Lord on Sunday.
I don't think I remember Sunday or Saturday.
What I liked about pregame of the race was 2 hours long, and it was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the stuff that started at 12:30 was not the race?
The whole time were you going, man, we should have fucking gone.
Mm-hmm. I was pissed.
There you were, man.
And
I saw all the pictures and
I
stuff.
I messaged in our group chat, the cool kids group chat, whatever you call it.
The cool kids.
It's just Jeff and Susie. There's not like...
Yeah, it's not like it's a big old group chat.
Big old group chat, but they had it going.
I come up with some good names for group chats.
I was in there going... I told them, I've never freaked out more for a sporting event to sit down and watch it than I was on Sunday. I was freaking out.
Football game or the race?
The race. I was excited.
And I couldn't remember
what the name
of his driver was, but I remembered
it at
the very last minute.
I told them, screw the Super Bowls. I'm never this excited for any football game, nothing. I was going out of my mind like...
Like President Biden?
Yeah, I was holding it.
This?
And then they started the race, and Lewis Hamilton went from second to first in 45 seconds and stayed there until about 30 laps in. And then it switched to Max, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was the race. It was great, though. Those two are on a different plane than everybody else.
Yeah.
Way different.
All those drivers are on a different playing field, period.
And those two are, yeah. They're in a different realm.
Yeah.
They're like in the Matrix and stuff. The way they see things. And then, I guess while the race was happening.
Wait. What if you could genetically modify people's reactions and eyes? Is it okay to put him into Formula One racing?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Let's say...
Are you stoned?
No, this makes perfect sense. People in the chat room understand what I'm saying, I bet.
Okay, say it again. Start at the beginning.
If you genetically... Let's go back to Liverpool. If you made a clone of someone, right? A human clone. And you gave them faster reaction time, faster eyes, faster hearing, everything.
Like
everything
the $1 million man.
Yeah, kind of like the $1 million man.
Or the
Would it be cheating if Mercedes freaking hired them as their driver, as the Formula One driver? Or would that be cheating?
You still got to have everything else to go with it.
No.
The body type, you got to be able to...
See, this could be the next controversy.
Can these racing teams that
have all this money clone a driver?
We can't even figure out transgender in sports.
Nope.
How are we going to get to clones? We're never going to figure this out.
Clone drivers.
And clone drivers.
For big, rich like clone companies that own race companies.
So you make a badass clone that is just super superior to each other and to anybody in track and field. Does it get to go to the Olympics?
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole other can of worms.
What if it has sheep legs? No one thinks about that.
Everybody's talking about the transgender athletes and stuff right now. I'm talking about the trans cloned athletes, motherfucker. That's going to make everybody's mind blow.
Stop. Hold on.
See?
It's a clone that then decided to have a sex change?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's a controversy.
Is a controversy. Yeah. That's where things
you
get tricky.
You might want to just put that one down.
That's when things get hairy.
And then they have sheep legs on top of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. My.
Damn,
my.
Dustin.
This world is coming to...
Yeah.
It's a think tank.
This is probably the type of conversations that... Never mind.
This is the stuff
that joke was over the line. I was about to go way over the line.
This is the stuff that German Nazi Fauci
that's what I was gonna
is
say.
Doing in his
that's what
laboratory.
I was going to say, man. Exactly.
You know he's
you
in
said
there.
It, not me.
Sewing animal parts
I know we can do this! I have a wanky be done!
And then he does
Dude,
an interview.
Dude, calm down, man. When's the last time you slept? Fuck you, stops!
RoboTuner Nazi.
That's the only thing I'm going to say to Stuff
it's
from
Robo
now on.
Tuner, it's RoboTuner as a Nazi scientist.
Fuck you, stops! Stops, I fucking hate you! I always will!
These are the conversations I make into songs.
Do
just
it.
Just so you know.
Always have, always will! Fuck you too, Dustin! You think I don't know you laugh? See, Gail! Whoa!
Why'd you have to go there?
Good. What?
Not good!
That just
pull,
means...
Pull the comedy bus over!
Doesn't that just mean
you
hell
can't
the
say
leader?
That, man, dude.
Doesn't mean hell Hitler. Shit. Heil Hitler means Heil Hitler.
Oh, yeah, you confused me there. But still, Sieg I don't think that's...
is not the same thing.
Are you sure?
Definitely sure.
You speak
Can we get
German?
A definition check?
Ein ausgesprochen, never been on one shit out on school.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what's next on your list?
Vacuum!
Did you say vacuum? Is that a word in German?
Vacuum! Vacuum!
I think he said docken.
Vacuum, rocket with docken!
Now I just sound like a drunk Stubbs.
So Sunday, you had a little bit of fun.
Ooh, what'd you do on Sunday? That was so fun.
I did Jeffrey's call, his the Funky Town show.
The Funky Town
his
podcast.
His Halloween show.
Nice.
It was awesome.
I've never been on that one.
It was cool,
That's a lie.
Man.
Not the new one.
I think we should do that for
That's
now.
That's also a lie.
That was a test show.
It was a test show.
Wow. Okay, sorry. I'll just sit here and be quiet and eat a cracker.
Scott Wooten, shit, Scott Wooten. Cheese.
So how was it, Stubbs?
Cock, cock, just cool. Grandma cock.
I told you my mom started watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, didn't I?
She made it there yet?
Oh, yeah. She finished it like the first month, man.
Did she like that episode?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She was just like, man, they cuss a lot. And then I started acting like Elaine when she's like, yeah, HBO. I can say, fuck. Because there was a whole episode about that.
On Seinfeld?
No, on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Get her to watch Veep.
Yeah, it's Elaine from, have you watched Curb?
Held?
No, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Get her to watch Veep.
I think she might have. I need to watch Veep.
Veep's good.
I've only seen an episode here and there.
Curb came back
you know what I'm
strong
loving? Oh, I know.
On Sunday.
I heard. I haven't watched it yet. You know what strong. I'm loving, though, is going to sleep to Seinfeld on Netflix, man. That's cool. I needed it.
Couldn't sleep with that.
That's the only thing that sucks is that.
That would wake me up.
Everything
every time.
Else is fine, but.
If it's on TV and I'm like trying to take a nap or something, like in the living room, I will wake up every time it's
but here, Okay, so here's how I handle that. Because it's a good show to sleep to because it puts you in a good mood and everything. And then when. And it will happen. You'll hit the. And all you do is just remember. And turn it off. And then you're asleep.
Or you watch The Office
or Alone. Office is good too.
Yeah.
Dude, football puts me right to sleep.
Yeah.
Golf. It's the best golf.
Golf,
yeah.
Man. I watch like a half a swing. He'd be like in his back swing.
Yeah.
I came back from camping or something, and golf was on, and I was alone, stoked because I went right to sleep.
Alone is a good sleep show. If you watch
it's just so quiet.
Yeah, I know. You still hear the guy talking to himself, and like he'll like, and you hear just all the nature sounds and stuff, and then the music they play is real chill too. That'll put you down quick. Like, that's probably my go-to for sleep.
Alone?
Right now, alone.
My go-to for sleep is football on Sunday afternoons.
It's a good one, because it's at the end of the weekend and you're tuckered.
Yep.
You're all...
And then partying all weekend. Like watch a rock star.
That's you, right? Friday?
What's that?
Or Sunday?
Yeah, I was trying to think about down. I was like, Thursday? Where was I Thursday?
I know,
oh,
we were Thursday.
Watching the Browns.
Where were you
the
watching
Browns
that
were playing.
At? That
where were they?
Like cool.
I just went to Chubby's Burger Shack by my house just because...
That place looked cool. I thought you were like... It had a cool look of like someone's like chill out game room or something.
No, yeah, I just went up there to watch the game, and they were pretty slow because they're another one that they're very short staffed. Like even the owner right now, he's cooking. They usually have like one person to be the bartender, the food runner, and the server. And they were pretty slow, and he's like, "Well, it's a middle of the third quarter. You know, we close soon." And I said, "No. I am here until this game is over." So.
Oh, you had already sat down and everything and watching the game.
I had started the game and we put on sound and everything, and then he was like, "Okay, like mid of the third quarter," he's like, "Well, we're gonna close soon." And I was like, "I promise you, you have an hour of closing duties." So they literally like put up all the chairs,
like all around you,
mopped and did all their closing duties, and I was like, "That works for me." He's like, "I'm gonna turn the lights off." I was like, "This is fine."
Yeah. Well, at least he'd let you stay.
He didn't just hand throw you the keys and be like, "Lock up, I'm done."
I mean, he could have. That would have been fine, too.
Did they win?
See, I couldn't do that. No
Did
way,
Did they
man.
Win? Yes,
no
he
way.
Won.
There's no way.
With
if I was
19
watching a game...
players out, including Baker, Keenum came in, and between him and our backup running back,
I'm not
back,
a good enough human.
Killed it.
I couldn't do it.
Killed
Here,
it.
Here, lock up. I'd be like, "All right." And then about, like, 10 minutes after the person left, I'd be like, "Dude, I got a whole bar here, man. Fuck." And then I start calling my friends or texting, "You're not going to believe this shit." And then next thing I know, my friends would start showing up.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, all my route of friends have drank every single thing this man owned.
Well,
I'm like, "Sorry, man. That
it was
sucks.
Only it was a close game, though, because I was watching it at Mass. They had it on at Mass.
It was a close game, but we definitely, I mean, like...
I couldn't remember what the final was.
I think we were up by 7.
Was it?
Or something.
Okay.
But it was a good game. So that's what I do on the weekends. And I fall asleep best to, like...
College football?
Cowboy games?
No, you don't fall asleep to
Did
college.
Did you say murder?
Murder.
Damn.
Those, like,
you mean
murder
those
mysteries?
Yeah.
Or
how about the mystery murder?
Woo! What a great segue.
This is what I want to talk about.
Okay, let's do it.
Do it.
Monday night, last night.
I ran into this girl in the bathroom.
Did you make out with her?
I made out with her in the bathroom.
A lot of making out in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, I went to the one upstairs where all the cool kids went.
So last night, our friend Ian and the Coffee Pot crew, Coffee Pot Films crew, had their premiere at the Texas Theater over in Oak Cliff.
That's my hood.
And it was a cool thing they did. It was free. You go in there, free alcohol, free beer. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, where were those details?
But it was free. You go over there, and they had alcohol and beer flowing. And then you go in, you sit down. They had their shorts, all their little short films and some of their music videos playing on the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then before the film, when it was time, all 8 of them got up there and did a little introduction to the film. And then they showed 3 music videos.
Yep.
And then went right into the film. Now, the film's only 15 minutes because it's a short.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one they've been putting in festivals and everything. And
they've been winning lots of awards.
Lots of awards.
Different awards. But Ian's won for his acting,
for his acting
role as Jeff.
So,
I love it,
which I think
Jeff.
I think it's based on Jeffrey Lord.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
The way it works,
the way he acts.
Yeah.
He's just like Jeffrey Lord.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And his name's Jeff?
And his name's Jeff in the movie.
No, yeah.
It's totally based off Jeffrey Lord. Or at least.
Or Costanza.
Or at least the Bedfiles version of Jeffrey Lord in their head.
Yes.
So, they've showed the video for Denver Williams' new video.
Yes.
Then it was...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, blank.
I can't remember his name.
It was Denver Williams was all fun and happy, and then the next one was a hip-hop video that was all sad.
It was, yeah, like this guy who got accused of murdering his girlfriend, and he didn't do it. The bullet was meant for him.
She got shot opening the door, their front door. Someone shot her, and it was all sad. And then you had the Phantomello video come on where Ian eats Muppets.
Nope.
That made everything fun and then exciting. Everyone was happy. And then they rolled into this film, and it's really fucking good.
It's so
There's
good.
Nothing. Like, I was sitting there watching this. There's nothing on this that would make me go, well, it's just a shitty amateur film or something.
No, it deserves to be in film festivals. It deserves the awards that it's
they
getting.
Did this right.
It is so good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And
I knew it was going to be just from the lighting of that video. I was like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're fucking doing over there.
That is a big thing. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, certain looks, a certain feel, or using certain lenses or whatever. Lighting is everything.
It is. Yeah.
It's everything in and photography. It's everything in video.
Yeah.
And the, like, you can just set the mood by changing two or three lights around. And in that film, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, the way the lighting is, whoever's doing all their lighting is
awesome.
A master.
Yeah.
And
whoever's doing their lighting is a fucking badass. The actors are fantastic.
They are all so talented. And it was just so good.
And there was...
I smell better.
There's... That was funny. I mean, that's... Yeah. There's, probably 250?
What?
In there? 250 people in there? In the theater?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was... Sorry. It was just a super great time, and everybody's cheering, and everybody's... And everybody's freaking out at the same time.
I was fully invested.
Screaming. Yeah. It was great. Like, you'd hear the reaction from the crowd was perfect. They were all sitting in the back, you know, watching.
And Ian was like, when everybody at the same time went, like, because they weren't expecting what happened, he was like, that was the moment I was waiting for, was to see how the reaction was. And so he was.
Did you stand up at the end and go, bravo, bravo?
But, no, people were yelling, like, play it again.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
good.
Yeah,
because it was so good.
Did they play it again?
No. And then they didn't do a traditional Q&A at the end of the showing. They were like, come find us out in the lobby and ask us your questions. And people were yelling, you know, just do the Q&A because everybody wanted to talk to them because it was so good. So good.
It's, Yeah, it was just, it was damn good.
And Ian gave y'all, and Coffee Pot Films gave y'all a poster to hang in here.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're hanging
in. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it all real people in it, or are there puppets?
No,
uh-huh.
No, there's no puppets. It's all real people. It's all done right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Kind of almost looks like Seth Rogen almost.
The end of Space Prom video, when the puppets are all sitting around the bar again, and the girl puppet that escapes Ian with her friends, and that every time
with her arm bandaged up.
Yeah, I just crack up every single time. I like lose it. It's such a good video.
What I was gonna say was, you know, it's a 15 minute, and when Ian was in here, he said it clocks in at 14:59.
They really wanted to keep it under one second.
And the whole time I was watching this, I was like, they crammed a lot of shit in 15 minutes. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cuts, a lot of, you know, just, it's great. A lot of scenes. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I'm really.
So great.
How do you watch it really if you do not have a DVD player?
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
VHS tape.
What we could do is, if we end this show a little bit early, I can bring a Blu-ray player out and we can watch it.
Oh, that would be fun.
It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
that'd be cool.
Let me check it. We can throw it up here and look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Bravo. Bravo. Yeah.
Bravo. Bravo.
It was a fun Bravo. Night. And it was cool. Like, Breckenridge was there.
Brian was there. Oh, yeah. Brian and Sarah. That was fun.
He knew all these people, too.
They
so
went
it was
to
like,
high school
it was
together.
Cool standing
a lot of
back
the people
watching
in Coffee
like
Pot
a.
Films went to high school together.
Yeah. It was like a high school mini high school reunion.
Yeah.
Watched them all hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I counted quinceañera dresses.
Quinceañera.
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 Whatever.
Dress shops.
Yeah. There's like 30 right there around the Texas Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And my favorite Mexican restaurant right over there, too, is called El Rincon. I want to go. I want to go.
It's a cool movie.
It is.
That lizard, oh. That lizard that's walking around. Oh, that's Rangoon.
Oh, yeah.
So, Astros or Braves?
Braves.
Fucking Braves. Well, fuck the Astros.
I'll never go for the Astros.
They're kicking the Astros or the Astros' ass right now. So
the Braves are?
Yeah, it's like, well,
I hate the Braves too, though.
Zero,
so I don't really care.
Maybe more.
Well, we have a correspondent, a Austin producer of the JJTM show, headed to the game tomorrow, Game 2,
in Houston.
Yeah, we should get him to record a bunch of weird audio and send it to us. Just randomly ask people things at the stadium. But yeah, he's you know, he's an Astro head.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch.
But come on, it's Ron Washington, right? Yeah. I gotta side with him.
Booty holes.
Yeah, booty holes.
Depends on how they booty holes act.
Whoa.
15 seconds into the very first episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is this man going, "You think we could lure Ron Washington over here with a bunch of cocaine?"
It was a joke.
Stubbs.
15 joke. Seconds into the first episode.
Wow.
That was a over joke. There. I was shock jock podcast man.
Wow.
Like, I was trying to be funny.
Uh-huh.
It was funny, though.
Uh-huh. It's pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
Was that our first sober one?
Oh, yeah,
that was the first one that went on air. We had those test ones that don't really count. Yeah. The
make
very
sure that
first
those haven't
episode.
Been archived.
Hey, Jen Smith, what kind of cheese is this?
Spicy.
If I ever run for office, that's just what's going to come out. They're going to be like, we can't have this guy run for mayor. Why?
Ron Washington.
You want to go ahead and listen to the first 10 episodes of this podcast show and tell me if this is the type
so
of person
spicy.
You want running your city.
What the heck?
I said spicy.
Oh my gosh!
This
I'm
is
burning.
The spicy
I'm
section.
Burning. The spicy one.
I'm
this
burning.
Is the spicy one.
Is your pussy burning? Is it on fire?
This is the one she's eating.
I'm talking about my mouth.
My pussy is burning. It's burning.
Gosh.
It's on fire.
This show is not going to get entered in any film festivals ever.
It's not going to get any pod festivals.
Nothing.
We're not going to get any pod awards.
We're not going to get any Rotten Tomatoes.
Who needs pod awards,
shit, man?
We got skull glasses.
Skull. Oh shoot.
And Danzig's.
No!
Damn it.
We need to have our Danzig awards.
Oh, cheese is good. What are you talking about?
I need to get like the little light cubes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So light up.
It's spicy. Here, eat mine.
So.
That was for you, Matt Thomas.
Heck yeah.
You want to talk about what we were talking about before the show?
No, it's a secret.
My idea?
No. We're talking about the value for value and the executive producer of the show. Because this show, the executive producer is Jeremy Perez, but I'm also going to give it to Jay Smith for bringing us, resupplying our alcohol supply.
Oh, I thought you were
and bringing us a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
And
I was executive producer one time.
You were, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But are we going to do that? Is that the one you want to go with?
Well, you threw the idea out there.
What is the idea? Let's hear it.
We're going to have different donation levels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to equate them to a band.
Okay, because I gave more than Jeremy when I donated.
So if you give the show number, you're a fan.
Okay.
And we got to figure out these levels.
Okay,
so
yeah, we'll have to figure out.
Level one's a fan.
Okay.
Level two is a groupie.
Shit, I was a groupie.
We're not done here.
So like $444?
And then
$4.44.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, yeah, if you want to do $444.44, that'd be great.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. We need new
headphones.
But
then it goes to Rhodey.
Then it goes to Rhodey.
Then you become maybe sound guy or something, maybe?
Or
guitar
tech? What about press? What about
guitar
press?
Tech. No, let's keep it in the band, like guitar tech.
Okay, so you got
guitar techs.
Groupie.
Or Tex.
Roadie.
And then Tex.
Then guitar tech.
Mm-hmm.
Or drum Tex, whatever.
Lighting
whatever
tech,
you decide, whatever.
Whatever
you want.
And then we have
I hope you guys are impressed that I knew a guitar tech and what it was. Go ahead, keep going.
So, Guitar Tech, and then you have...
You're in the band.
I think they're unnecessary.
No.
No?
You have the...
There's a lot of levels.
You have the manager.
These levels are getting out of hand now.
You're going to have the band manager.
Yeah, but we probably
should... What about the bus driver?
Publicist, manager?
I don't know if we need all those levels. I think we just keep it kind of micro.
Well, you don't want the person in the band. We're the band. It's got to be the people around the band.
That are supporting the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I get it. I get it. You're the band, we're the supporters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
So
to be a manager...
But here's my thing was...
Is the $1,000 level?
Which is higher? A manager...
Or?
Who's over the band and takes care of them, or a groupie that sleeps with the band?
Groupie's way higher.
What?
Oh, is that your thought?
That's what I thought.
What'd
I say?
I thought too.
I said the roadie is higher than the groupie.
You said the groupie was the second level above fan.
Right.
And I said earlier that the groupie should be the highest because they're actually sleeping with the band.
Well, that's Yoko Ono level. Yeah.
Yoko or Ono what's level. Her name? In...
Heather Locklear?
Almost Famous.
Yeah.
A Band-Aid.
Band-Aid, yeah.
They're the Band-Aid.
We could do everything off of that.
I almost went real bad there.
What? Go on. Huh? If you think you got jokes.
Nope, I don't have jokes. Nope, not me.
Yeah, so there we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to figure this out.
We will.
I think that my level was manager. I donated a lot.
I need access to this account. Because y'all make it sound like we're millionaires. like we just have donation after donation coming in.
Jay Smith tonight would be a manager. She brought all this. This is manager level, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah.
But I want to be a groupie.
Oh.
You'd have to, I don't know, can you demote yourself?
Where would groupie be in your mind?
I don't know. That's like committed.
You're sleeping with the band and running around with them, following them around. Is that higher than a manager?
A manager? Manager's making a bunch of money off of them, too.
But the groupie... I mean, y'all are swapping fluids. Giving each other STDs.
Just because of, DNA. Like, how committed are you? Like, do you travel?
How committed are you?
Are you only
this is all virtual world.
Are you only an in-town groupie?
I'm only relating everything to Almost Famous. You know.
I've never seen that movie.
You son of a bitch.
We have to watch multiple.
And you're
things.
Fort Worth famous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you haven't watched Almost Famous?
Nope.
It's not Hollywood famous.
I love that movie.
Fort Worth famous?
No, he loves
but
Almost
I haven't
famous.
Seen Almost Famous. You have to introduce yourself Almost that way famous. Now. Hi, I'm Susie Ramone.
I don't know what there is a way to
Fort
set
Worth
up
famous,
a PayPal page that has various levels famous. Of donations.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Once we figure this out. We just need to know where the group is.
There's also
be.
A recurring... Monthly giving option, too, there for is. Those dedicated groupies out there.
Ooh, dedicated groupies, the fan club.
Okay, then why don't we just scratch the whole band thing and just
giving.
Do a whorehouse?
Wow.
We'll do the whorehouse setup.
So there's so a greeter.
There's a greeter.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
There's a house mama.
A kiss, a hug, a hand.
A fluffer.
Okay, wait. Porn set. You could start off as being some teenager's sock.
No. No.
This is getting out of control,
no.
man.
No.
Diddy, you go from the sock to the poster on the wall.
Which one? We need someone to go back.
Crusty poster.
We need someone to go back and listen and find out what show, which one of us brought up. Man, my personal hell, like hell would just be like a teenager's. Sock, like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old kid's sock. That's just hell.
Like, if that's what you were reincarnated as?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what you came back as, is a teenager sock.
Because it's dirty on so many levels.
Full of mass genocide.
Not, but I mean, dirty too, because, like, how many days in a row do they wear it?
Yeah, and they hide it up in the corner, so you gotta, it's all mildewy by the time you find it.
It's
and you're like, what the fuck is this?
It's,
like
it's got at least crusty, 7 or 8
like
discharges in it.
That's disgusting. Stop it.
What?
That's a lot.
That's a lot, see?
Oh, man, I'm glad I asked my mom to listen to this one.
I mean, I know she tuned in to figure out our opinions on Alec Baldwin killing someone.
Hey, That's just sad.
Yeah.
I don't think it was his fault.
He should be charged for manslaughter, though.
I don't think he should be.
He killed someone.
I don't think it wasn't his fault.
It doesn't matter. Involuntary, accidental manslaughter is still a charge you have to deal with.
You know, I hear one thing that shocked me the most about. I guess we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Is so, I listen to All Sides and All Views, right? And I listen to the left's argument just as much as the right. I listen to devil worshippers. I listen to whatever, right? And some of the people that I consider knowledgeable and credible, like minds on the conservative side, and the way they fucking came out and just started fucking shelling him with jokes and memes and shit, and just fucking like forgetting that this poor lady died.
Yeah.
That was fucking disgusting.
So
I was like,
I shouldn't
damn.
Have sent all those that I sent?
Well, are you a conservative voice that I've listened to before? Like,
I mean,
I think you're good. I'm talking about people that
I've talked to off ledges before, so. No, I get it.
It just got on my nerves. I was like, what the fuck? Does no one have any decency? Remember when the fucking the right was so upset because the left jumped Rush Limbaugh shit right after he passed away? The fuck?
Rush Limbaugh's dead?
It's funny. My dad said that too the other night because I was talking to my mom about this. But don't get sidetracked by that, though.
Okay, go.
So conservatives freaked out and said that the left were like liberals were all over the top mean about Rush Limbaugh's death. Well, motherfucker, look what you just did. They're both the same. They're both the fucking same. The left and the right are just as evil.
You're pointing at someone that actually did die versus someone that did kill someone. I mean,
there was death involved.
And at first, at least for me, the first few hours after I found out was. They didn't release her name. They didn't say anything. They had no clue anything about her life or what it was. And I didn't even know it was a female. All it said was that a cinematographer and the director were both shot.
And that's probably going to be a thing going forward because, like, that's the whole Kobe Bryant lawsuit is that his wife found out via the media before she was contacted and she saw the pictures and had to see the name. So I bet you they didn't say anything until
they
formally contacted the family and let them know because that's the most respectful thing to do, not just blurt it out on the internet before. Uh-huh. So I think that's...
Well, and plus, you're talking about Kobe Bryant. It's Kobe Bryant and... You know Kobe Bryant's helicopter, everybody did.
Yeah.
This is a cinematographer.
Yeah.
Who isn't really known, so it wasn't that big a deal. For the media, they just kind
of
threw
it out.
No, but not compared to Kobe Bryant.
The biggest name. Alec Baldwin shot him.
Kobe Bryant?
Shot the people. Oh, sorry. The two people.
No, and they did throw Alec Baldwin's name out there everywhere, but they never threw out who was shot.
For
a few days. Okay. And then it finally came out. The thing that's wild is I was reading an article that Consequence of Sound did, and they went through and have all these, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, RoboTuner.
Yeah, RoboTuner.
Because that is a weird incident. So Consequence of Sound went through here and got all these articles like from the New York Times and stuff and kind of put the story together. And a bunch of people, New York Times was interviewing a bunch of people on the set.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of them have come out and said, this AD is an asshole. And he's been known to be an asshole. And that morning, before they started shooting, they had a walkout.
Yeah.
All the camera crew walked out because of unsafe work conditions.
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of stuff about their lodging being taken away from them. And some of them were just sleeping in vans and cars and stuff.
Whoa.
Alec Baldwin is a executive producer on this. So
but it was
a lot of the budget's coming from him. So it's a super low budget.
They couldn't get some trailers?
Yeah, get something for them to stay in.
Like a freaking
a hotel's not that expensive, so he took the hotels away from them.
Yeah,
but then they also one of the guys was like
with some Christmas lights on it.
There you go. Said that the Saturday before they were shooting, mm-hmm. the same gun misfired
the same thing?
Twice.
Yeah.
And that they had had issues with going over the safety briefings beforehand, and that AD was like, fuck them, we don't need to go through this. This is no big deal, because it's a big deal when you're handling a firearm on the set. And like the they said in there that the armorer that was on the set always gives the gun to the AD to be the final check before they give it to the actor, and he would never check the gun.
Damn.
So was there a bullet in the gun?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's not a misfire. That was a, why was there a bullet in there?
My question is, what was he shooting at?
You mean, why was there live rounds on the set at all, period?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. It's like, why were there any live rounds around anywhere, period?
So I was under the misunderstanding that after the Crow incident with Jason Lee, or Brandon Lee, the incident with him was they were actually doing a scene with the gun, and they had to show that there were bullets in the chamber. It was a revolver, and they had to show that there were bullets in the chamber so it looked right on film. Well, when they went to those rounds that they used aren't full functioning rounds. And it's a type of round where you can pull the trigger at the camera, it will fire, but it doesn't have enough gunpowder to push the bullet mm-hmm. out. Well, this one, the bullet actually came out a little bit and was stuck in the barrel. Well, when they emptied it and they put in the blanks for the next scene, they didn't see that that bullet was stuck in the barrel.
It acted as a primer.
And when
type.
They fired those blanks had enough concussion to shoot it out. And when it shot it out, that's what killed Brandon.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
That was the whole investigative breakdown.
Which would probably be, that could easily be what we got here.
And then there's,
I don't know.
A couple of other things came up. Like there was another guy that was killed on a set that was playing around with a gun. Not the set for Rust. This was a different movie. He was playing around with blanks, and a lot of people don't realize that blanks have wadding in them. Mm-hmm. Wadding is paper that keeps the gunpowder
yeah,
in there.
People get killed blanks.
And he held it to his head,
oh,
and
man.
The wadding went right into his head.
Oh,
and it's the
gosh.
Same thing that Priest did a few years ago when he was in front of his church congregation and pulled a gun out, was talking about suicide, and pulled a gun out and was being theatrical. And same thing, he was going to fire a blank, didn't realize there's wadding that comes out too, plus the concussive force, and
I don't think the
killed
filter
himself
song about
his...
the traces of death, dude, the politician, the mayor guy,
that
whatever,
was real.
I think that was real.
That was 100% real.
That was straight up.
Yeah. Hey, man, nice
that's
shot.
Like a 40 mag, like one in a 40 Magnum pistol.
Yeah, no, he went.
I thought that song was about Kurt Cobain.
No.
It's about the senator who killed himself.
Wow.
Please tell me you've seen that video. Actually, no, I hope you haven't seen that video.
No, you don't want to see that. He's basically the same thing. Walked and stood up in front of the
said,
council chamber. And bam!
I had a good friend when I was in high school that his dad was a police officer, and he knew better, but he was messing around with his friends, and he's like, watch this. And just gone. And I was
he kicked
like,
it?
No, yeah, shot himself.
Like David's friend? On 90210?
I don't know.
David's cowboy friend in the first, second season, 90210?
I didn't watch 90210.
Was spinning around
Beverly
a gun.
Hills 90210.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're
yeah.
Not, are you talking about like when it came back?
Oh, no.
Beverly
about
90210 one. Came back. Beverly Hills 90210.
You didn't watch the original?
I can't
I know
say
I did,
the damn show.
But who? Oh, David.
David.
The little, the guy that used to date Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So he had a cowboy friend when
yes.
they were in early high school.
Yes, yes. Now I remember
he used to
the
play
two of them pal around all the time.
It was his birthday party,
yes.
and he was playing around with his little pistol and shot himself in the head.
Yes.
Killed
yeah.
him.
Similar.
Yeah.
And David saw it all, and it
yeah.
screwed David up, and he needed Donna to save him.
You guys remember when Will
wow.
Ferrell took one in the neck from Stifler in Old School?
That was a dart.
It's like, whoa, man.
She took a fucking dart to the neck,
like,
man.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I use that meme daily.
Daily?
Yes.
Him going, yes.
Wow.
So, Alec Baldwin, guilty?
You're 40, baby.
Not guilty.
I don't know. Because, like, there's a lot to the story. Like, the cameras weren't rolling. No one really knew it was, like, action. Those people shouldn't have been in front.
What about the conspiracy theory behind it?
I mean, at the
end
of the...
What's this conspiracy theory?
Which
I gotta hear this.
Real.
Huh?
It's supposedly real.
Well, I want to hear it.
Her husband...
Oh, wait.
...is a lawyer that's trying to take down Hillary.
What?
So, I thought that was horseshit when I heard it. This is an actual real conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I thought someone was just making a joke of that.
Man, that's a stretch.
Woo!
I feel like we can't say anything for that. We don't want to be targets anyway.
So
I don't think we're taken serious anymore.
And Alec Baldwin is such a huge Hillary that he could be a
an
operative.
Alec likes Liverpool too.
Yeah.
I was gonna say not as funny as Liverpool,
but he could be an operative.
Someone that does art, please send us a picture of Hillary Clinton with a strap on and
whoa, and Machine Gun Kelly,
a Liverpool
referee.
Okay, fine, a Liverpool referee just gobbling it down. Dress and the referee is, what'd you say, Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly.
There you go. I'll get
and
it tattooed.
Hillary's pegging him.
Just
with
kidding.
Her thumb.
I won't yeah, get it tattooed thumb. On me.
Don't say
whoa,
that.
Whoa, you went that far.
Wow, I'm like, don't say that.
Almost did it again.
You'll have to get.
I will get that tattooed on me. We'd have that in like 30 minutes. Someone would draw that shit out.
I mean, at the end of the day, he has to like be accountable for something.
Bad tattoo.
Involuntary or accidental.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, if he's the executive producer, right?
He should have known. And if there's going to be
an
executive producer, he pulled the trigger. That oversees all that.
What I'm saying, though, is even if they give even if the charge of manslaughter goes to the AD instead of Baldwin, he's still going to get fucking his ass suit off and litigated like a motherfucker because he's the executive producer.
If somebody handed him a gun on a movie set and he accidentally killed somebody, would you want him to be...
I would check it and like look at everything. If there's a way to see...
Did you see the footage of Will Smith?
Uh-uh.
He's on a set.
He hits that dude's hand.
The dude's picking up a gun to look at it.
Yeah.
He goes he starts flashing the crowd, which means pointing the barrel at the crowd. Mm-hmm. And Will Smith knocks his hand down and
takes a gun,
takes it all apart and disassembles it. And is like, all right, you're good now. There's no bullets in it. You know, he was just making sure, but it's like, that's a guy that knows his shit.
That's a man.
That's like John Wick, like Keanu Reeves. I guarantee you he'd do that. He's like,
yeah.
All real men should know how to do that.
Nicolas Cage. He would
I can
do
disassemble
that in
mine
second.
In 25
there's,
seconds.
There's our judgment.
I think
Alec Baldwin is not a man.
Not a real man.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Has a little penis.
Tiny.
Whoa.
Here's the thing that also...
Have you guys seen his tiny penis?
What?
Here's the thing that does stand out, though. That's a guy that has a history of anger issues and attacking the press and media, chasing them down, trying to run them over.
Most of that family does.
Yeah, let's
talk about Isn't
there
a religious
Stephen
one, too?
Stephen.
One of them's religious, right? He's like, I am second with
Isn't his daughter, like, married to Bieber?
What?
Is she? I don't know.
Leave it to Bieber?
Someone fact-checked
I try not to
it.
Follow Bieber.
I think he is.
Are we talking about Leave It to Bieber, or is
it
a rapper, some new
Justin
rapper named
Bieber?
Justin
Bieber's father-in-law would
be Bieber.
Alec Baldwin, yes?
Steven? Justin Bieber's wife is Haley.
I thought y'all were Joel saying Bieber. I was so confused.
Haley Bieber, who was Haley Rode Baldwin Bieber.
Who's her dad?
Dun, dun, dun. Where's the soundboard from last week?
Oh, yeah, you need it.
So,
the War of the Worlds soundboard? That thing was awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah?
Alec is her dad?
No, Steven is.
Steven,
oh,
okay.
Steven.
Got the bald one, right?
Yeah, Steven's a weirdo.
Steven was excellent in
Biodome?
Biodome, yeah. He was so friggin' funny.
He shot some Christian movie on my weirdo cousin's set, or house.
Uh-huh.
This is the cousin that thinks she's married to the guy in Chicago.
Is this the one that sings Fire. 3 Second Rule?
No, that's not my cousin. Wish it was. That'd be awesome.
So, that's
That'd be a creepy aunt.
That's a bummer that he's a weirdo Christian.
Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very Kirk Cameron-like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, too.
Be a lot cooler if he's Kirk Hammett-like.
Kirk Hammett?
Yeah.
Kirk Hammett.
I don't know.
The guitarist for Metallica?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be a lot cooler if he's like him.
Be like, blah, blah.
Yeah. If he just walked around and every time he talked, it was in wah. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah? No?
Yeah, there's just some music stuff that I wanted to talk to you about today, and I don't know if we want to get into it or not.
Let's get in it. Let's go. We got plenty of time. Let's do it.
You know how I freaking zonk out every once in a while on
Are you having a stroke?
Blood Mountain.
Do you smell butter?
Blood Mountain. I want you to tell me, why do you think Crack the Sky is a better album than Blood Mountain? I just can't get it. It's not there
for me,
man.
Isn't Blood Mountain from Fantasia?
Blood Mountain is the best Mastodon album ever. There's no way you can convince me that Crack the Sky is any better than that.
Then I'm not going to argue. If I can't convince you.
Well, I don't understand this. Like, I've thought about what you've listened to and stuff,
said,
and I'm like, what the hell is it that he's hearing that he doesn't hear that's... How does he not know that Blood Mountain is not a better record?
I have said in the past that I go back and forth on those two. Those are the two I go back and
forth
on.
But you've been
on.
In a long Crack the Sky phase mm-hmm. now.
But
I guess I've been in a long Blood Mountain side, but I don't think I'm coming back.
If I could listen to... I'm tainted now, and I'll tell you why. I have that fucking badass vinyl version of Blood
of
Mountain.
Of Crack the Sky or Blood Mountain?
Of Blood Mountain.
So you've A-beat him.
I've had that rare... hardcore pressing of Blood Mountain that there's only like 100 of them made.
Right.
That I put in my record player for the first time after listening to Blood Mountain 100 times.
And it got you?
No, there was shit in there I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And that
I'd like
tainted
to do that
me.
Over here sometime.
It tainted me. Because I was like listening to songs going, what is that? What's going on? You can't hear it on the CD or album version. And that kind of taints me.
Are you...
I would, if I could listen to that version all the time somehow, I would. It's so good.
Well.
I can't put a record player in my car. It wouldn't work.
Can you not
wait? Cadillacs used to have record players in their cars.
Until the spatial technology gets put out with the old Mastodon guys?
Well, here's what I wanted to talk about, too, with our show.
We're going spatial.
This show, I'm going to try to edit spatial. I've got the new version of Logic, the brand new update, where I can edit things in full spatial Dolby Atmos.
Would that mean that only Apple users could hear it at first?
No. Any of the new modern high-end headphones that have the, I think it's called an H3 chip? I've been saying this all weekend
way. It's in any way form, it's not... In no way is it proprietary to Apple.
No, it's Dolby's. It's what they've set up. And everything is going to Dolby Atmos. If you buy a new TV with a soundbar, it works through the... You got to have a higher-end HDMI cable that's a back-and-forth cable, two-way cable that will carry Dolby Atmos. Mm-hmm. It will define the sound. But what it is it... there's the new Beats, like the high-end Beats, all the new Apple AirPods. They all have this chip in them, and I can't remember what the chip is. I want to say it's like an H3 or something like that, but what it will is if you have my AirPods won't do it. My AirPods give the spatial audio, spatial audio, whatever, where you feel like you're immersed. But I can't move my head and point
it change
to an instrument or point it to a voice.
The sound change.
And according to Jeremy, I haven't whipped it up. I thought I did, but it wasn't the right one. There's an episode of Joe Rogan where they did it in spatial audio, and you can move your head around to whoever's talking your head.
Man.
And it will get louder, and it will get more pointed at you. So I'm going to try it with this.
And we're going to look for future crimes.
And we're going to see if we can find future crimes and stop future crimes. Because there is no crime like pre-crime.
And there's two cops that are training out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
That are learning the spatial audio.
So some people, if I do it and I do it right, I will put it in the show notes when we post this. That'll be the first sentence. We'll be like, try this with spatial audio
and I'll
or whatever.
Say, hey, over here. And then I'll go run
I'm
over
gonna see if
to
it works.
Where the whiskey bottles are and be like, hey.
Hey.
See if I can trick
hey.
People.
Hey.
So
hey.
They're just sitting there going, wait, hey. Dustin's right there. Wait. No, he's over here. Wait.
It may be a complete failure. It may be a big pain in the ass. I've watched a bunch of videos on how to do it with this new version of Logic, and it looks really easy. Yeah. It's all in the mixdown process. So it's just like, before I bounce this out, I put in this.
Yeah.
I go to this area and I say, I want to make this, mix this right here. It says, I want to mix this it. For.
Dude, that sounds cool, man.
Dolby Atmos. And
have
it brings up a room,
that?
And I take yeah. each track, because we're all on our individual tracks.
Yeah.
And I take, like, your microphone, and I set it where I want it in the room. And I take your microphone, yeah. and I set it where I want it in the room.
That's cool.
Take your microphone and set it. And then you can then automate it to where y'all move around the room. Like, I could make people
have
really
you heard
drunk.
That new, have you heard that new plug-in they put on on that spatial sound chip where the eyewear age, where you can, like, talk to, like, 13-year-old you over here in this corner, and then all of a sudden you could talk to, like, 77-year Dustin in this corner, and then he can run over here, and it's like, that it's just like me, normal 44-year-old Dustin, or whatever your age is.
That sounds like we need to do a bit.
It does.
We're going to have a special audio bit that, like, 10 people are going to be able to hear.
That's how I would sell that, too, if I was pitching it to the guys at iTunes. I'd be like, got this idea, man. All right? I know y'all have all heard of Spatial Eyewear Mono Stereo 4000 BX9. Well, have you heard of iAge Eyewear? And they'd be like, no, we haven't. And I'm like, Dustin, let him in on the secret.
Well, I can talk to myself as a 17-year-old and a 77-year-old. Like, what is wrong with you?
We just dropped the mic, like, soul, motherfucker.
Is Susie in a cheese coma?
Think so. Hey, Matt Thomas.
He's in, huh?
He's in the fan level.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas is in the fan level.
Our first fan. What does he get?
Jeremy Perez is in the groupie level.
Damn, this is escalating quick.
So I...
We might have fluffers before the end of the night. Oh, we're not doing the porn.
Not going that route. So if you have a regular iPhone, I don't know what to do.
Then you need
Android
to
Android guys.
You have Android age wear.
Android.
Oh, I don't know what to do about you.
I'm always left out in everything.
Android people. But you can go into your settings, and it's either under sounds.
I don't think mine has it.
It does. If you have a new
iOS.
Got
the, yeah, I think I put it on here.
If you have the new iOS, you can do this. You can go in there, and it's under settings. You can go in there and check a little thing that says Dolby Atmos, and it will, when you listen to stuff that is encoded in spatial audio, it will work in regular headphones. It'll feel like you're immersed. You just can't point to the people that are talking.
Oh.
So... Yeah. I like this whole idea of pointing to the whatever instrument is playing or whoever's talking. It gets me all excited. It's kind of badass. It's going to change the way music works.
That's awesome.
Like, if I hate someone in the band, I can put them behind me and be like, fuck that guy.
Okay.
Well, if you have Dustin77 vocals going, you could ground them. Like, listen, kids. Make them like 7-year-olds, and be like, you're grounded. No more noise from y'all.
I need to ask 77-year-old Dustin some things. We need
a spectacle.
Sit down.
Spectacle still practicing on Wednesday.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So yes, Blood Mountain is pretty good.
Better than Crack the Sky.
Crack the Sky is just good because it's one continuous track. And
I
it's
love
one
Crack the
continuous
Sky,
story.
Man, just. Something about Blood Mountain blows me away every time I listen to it.
And if you don't care about Bran's sister dying, that's cool.
No, I do. Okay. I love the content. I love the love all of it. I love the album. It's just it's not even close to Blood Mountain in my mind right now. It's like they're not even close right now.
You'll come back around. Might go that way. What's the best Dillinger album?
Oh, that one. Man.
I heard they've got an escape plan.
All right, let's get the movie ready. Go Ironworks is always going to probably be my favorite.
It goes
back between Ironworks and the one with Mona Lisa, the Farewell Mona Lisa.
See, mine goes between three.
But then I
Option
also
Paralysis,
like,
Ironworks.
Option Paralysis, yeah.
And One of Us is a Killer.
See, One of Us is a Killer is probably my least favorite.
I love that record. Crossburner's awesome. It's totally what I play.
Underrated song.
If I was marching
so
down the street,
fucking badass is that last album, that one single they put out, the din 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 din, that weird strumming, and it goes da 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 da. That song is badass. That's another band. Can you imagine them using the spatial 4000 BX9 IH mode?
A bunch of bands have started popping up on iTunes, and they're getting into heavier and heavier bands. I bet you this new Mastodon record will be in it.
What you think? Gonna...
What? The second single? Or the first single?
The one that just came out last week. Or this week. Was it yet? Sounds like a Caribbean cruise version.
Yeah, I was confused. Like,
what's going on here?
Is this Mastodon?
Is this Love Boat?
Yeah. Is this the... What's the cruise line?
The Carnival Cruise?
Yeah, is this the Carnival Cruise Mastodon of Mastodon? Cruise,
like... Very strange, and then all of a sudden, wow! Then they throw it back in. Oh, there's Mastodon. Oh, there's the whale.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, back to.
Then they.
Back on.
They put the instruments down and went and got drinks at the bar.
You go to that dude. What's that guy Ferrogi or whatever his name is that has the burger place? You go eat one of his burgers and stuff.
Guy Fieri.
Ferrogi.
Whatever his name is. You know that funny dude with
hey.
The cool hair.
And I'll stand by it. Guy Fieri.
Solid dude.
Is a really nice dude.
I've never met him.
Solid
I've
dude.
I've had a couple of conversations with him at the racetracks. He's always at NASCAR races.
I think I'd beat
He's
him
a
down.
Good dude.
I don't think he'd be friends with me because I'd be like, dude, could you just make me a grilled cheese, man? Just one grilled cheese sandwich. I just want to see if it's up on mine. Like, just mano a mano, your grilled cheese, my grilled cheese. I just want to see. And he'd be like, dude, I'm sick of having this conversation with you, man. Every time I see you.
I sat down and asked him what his favorite Fremunda cheese was.
Oh,
did he start
boy.
Laughing?
Dustin,
did he start laughing?
Dustin.
No.
You and Dimebag Darrell would probably be the only ones laughing. Out of Texas Motors, if Dime was still here.
Why did you have to bring up someone dead?
God bless
just saying,
his soul.
God bless his soul. If Dime was out there hanging with you and Guy, you guys would be snickering behind and... Giving high fives and stuff.
Does he always have spiky hair?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, his hair is always spiky.
Does he get pissed when those dudes wear those hats that look like it? The
visors.
The visors that
I don't
have it?
No, but every time I've seen... Well, one time he didn't have a visor on. It was no visor, and I was like thrown off. I was like, oh, that's just his head.
Saw his forehead?
Wow. But all the other times been with a visor.
Huh.
But he was hanging out one time with the... probably shouldn't say this. Yeah, I will.
I bet he's a stoner.
Maybe.
I'd be correct.
Maybe. He was hanging out with those stupid hillbillies. The Duck Dynasty dudes.
Oh, dude, those guys fell off the face of the earth, didn't they?
So they were out there because it was the Duck Dynasty 500 for a little bit.
Was this recent?
And this is the last time they were sponsoring them. And me and him were standing right next to each other. And then he goes... he was trying to talk to one of them, and one of them was the brother that's the seemed like the cool one, you know, that had the
Jace.
Him.
No, dude, the uncle was the coolest.
Sai.
Sai was the coolest.
No, Jace was the coolest.
So he was trying to talk to Jace, and
beautiful.
Jace was just like, "Get away from me, dude!" Get you know, turning his shoulder and stuff.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And he
sad
just
to hear that.
The Heisman guy.
Yeah, and he turned to me and goes, "Man, these guys are assholes, aren't they?"
Was he joking around? Like,
no.
Was he friends with him and stuff?
No, he was pissed. He was like, "What the fuck?" Because I saw the whole thing, and I was just kind of laughing. And these guys are assholes.
Is that when you bust the joke? You're like, "Hey, man, what's your best? What's your favorite Fremunda cheese?"
No, I didn't ever ask that. I was kidding.
You should, man.
And then me and him were trying to chase down Ozzy one day.
Ozzy
Osbourne and his son,
Jack.
Jack. They were out there for the race to be grand marshals or some shit.
I don't know George Meehoff, but I know his brother Jack.
But yeah,
I gotta go. Let's fire up this movie. Let's end the show. Fire up the movie. I gotta pee because I gotta go move.
All right. Yeah, this is gonna be a short one then. All right, let's get out of here.
Let me go pee pee.
We didn't have any more topics.
I was gonna talk about Facebook being in hot water, and then it's probably gonna get all shut down.
She's part of the conspiracy. That whistleblower works for them.
Probably so.
Okay.
It's more.
So we're back in.
You can go pee.
You have 30 seconds. Wow. No, there's no way she's not
part of them.
She's an insider.
It's to get them in the news.
Yeah.
More and
Facebook.
To,
yeah.
And whatever.
Are they really changing their name?
I don't know, but they just had that big Facebook conference thing with his, what's his fucks, Mark Zuckerberg, his whole message. You can go read it.
About how they're not racists?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're racist.
They're racists.
Just a smidge.
They promote hate. There's too many videos about them promoting hate, and too many films made, too many documentaries about them promoting hate for it not to be real.
It's just absurd the amount of stuff they block people for. Like, you can put, like, an eggplant in someone's chat, and it's, like, sexually offensive. And then it's, like, there are videos still that are out there. It's, like, but this can be posted?
They blocked two videos I posted.
There's a lot of yawning going on today.
There is. They blocked.
Never bringing cheese again.
Two videos. Two videos I posted, and I was pissed. A video and a picture.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with it.
No.
At all.
Nope.
So I think today is the first time I posted on Facebook in like a week and a half.
Oh, really?
2 weeks.
What'd you post?
This is the anniversary of our corn show at Andy's in Denton.
That's right. That was a good show.
2 years ago. 2 years ago since the last Dufort show, Dufort Halloween. Maybe next year.
Maybe it'll be back 2022.
Maybe it'll be next year. Maybe you'll get to see the spectacle as Def Leppard or Skid Row.
When you make love.
And what is...
I'm going to go with the leggings. That would be better.
Drag the Ocean or maybe by the Instinct Flamingo is Andrew WK. We'll have Matt Thomas up there.
Yeah.
It's time to party.
Wow. Can I have some Coca-Cola, please?
How would he do
I don't know if I can reach
Def Leppard. What's your bike love?
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't you? Robotuner would be a total Andrew WK.
Oh hell yeah.
For us.
We've always said that. Hey, badass, dude.
He's gotta wear a shirt, get a bloody nose, and be just dancing around.
Hey,
and have an awesome girlfriend.
So what is everyone being for Halloween?
Dude, RoboTuner has an awesome girlfriend. Have you met her? Shelly? She's fantastic.
No, yeah, he told her to put her in a corner.
I was talking about Andrew WK, like Shelly would be, what's her face?
Awesome.
What's the girl's name from...
Kat Dennings?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Kat Dennings.
That's who Shelly would be.
Oh, Shelly could be Kat Dennings. She could pull that one off. Shelly's hot.
I'd play a cop for Halloween.
Yeah, what is everybody doing for Halloween? This is the Halloween show. I wanted to talk about this. I know you're getting tattooed. You're getting like the Lucky 13 or something.
The Friday show at Lola's has been...
That's my sister's tattoo, but...
Canceled.
Oh. Wow.
FTW.
That was a bear trap I jumped into.
Like swan dived into.
I'm glad I missed it.
I said he was going to
look
lucky
at his expression when it hits him. He goes.
I said he was going to get a Lucky 13 tattoo for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Making fun of the Friday the 13th ones.
Okay.
And then he goes, well, it's the tattoo for my sister.
Oh.
He threw me in a total bear trap.
He tried to glaze it over, too. It caught him.
I was like, shit.
Man.
Can I have some ice?
There isn't any.
Susie
I took
it all.
You sons of bitch.
So we're drinking hotness.
Okay. So
drinking the hotness.
Friday night is called off. That was supposed to be like a big...
Ween tribute.
Kind of like the Dufort Halloween show.
Yeah. And the,
a
and
bunch
the
of local bands.
And the Lola Ween of past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Halloween, let me have one of them cookies. As we're talking about. So then,
you need to tell me how it is. Take a bite. Tell me what it is.
All I know is it's not.
Because what if it's something?
Like
what
butter.
If it's cheese and peanut butter?
I don't know. Is it peanut butter?
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Just straight peanut butter?
Orange icing?
Oh.
Not as exciting, I guess. I don't think I would have picked anything with peanut butter, though.
Okay. So, the big thing is, though, Saturday night's a big show.
Saturday night is a big show at
Rex.
Mass. Yep, Rex.
Kyoto Lo-Fi.
Yep.
And Mean Motor Scooter.
And there's somebody else, too.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, I thought there was four.
Oh, I think there is someone else.
Uh-huh.
But if you're a fan of Mean Motor Scooter, they haven't been doing a bunch of shows lately, so they're coming out, and you might want to come see this one.
You might want to.
And then they play, like, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You might want to come to this show.
Let's see.
No, in 2 weeks.
This is good cheese and pepperoni.
Uncle Toasty.
Oh, Uncle Toasty. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, in 2 weeks is Uncle Toasty.
Matt, which is more uncomfortable, talking about this show or sexual predators in the South?
Oh, man. Coming up.
All right, let's watch that movie.
Hey, I was trying to find the man at Southside.
This wouldn't answer my question. What are you being for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. What are you being for Halloween?
A Halloween.
This is Halloween. My big idea was to be an NPC, and I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Why not?
Happen next year because I haven't got the costume.
On Sunday, this is what I want to do, but he's going to go get a tattoo. I wanted to do a mobile podcast where we go to our friends' houses.
It's a genius idea.
And trick or treat.
Is the Cowboys game away?
Yeah.
I love it.
I have one more week away. RoboTuners was one I was going to go to.
I might be able to still make it.
What time are you doing it at?
We haven't said it yet.
So what?
But
if
I know
they don't?
I'm probably gonna. It's gonna. We usually do it early.
What if they don't set it because it's Halloween?
Mm-hmm. And then I'll say this is Halloween.
This is Halloween. If they don't do it, we need to do this.
Oh, I might be able to do it even if I get
okay.
My tattoos,
and that'll be our show next week, right?
What?
The mobile.
Going to the tattoo
thing, yeah.
Shop?
No, going door to door mobily.
So you're gonna? How many friends do you have? How long are you gonna stay at each house? Because you've got 2 hours.
Are we gonna take a hayride?
That would be awesome.
I feel like for one drink is enough. So that's like 20 minutes.
I thought we were just gonna go to the door and go trick or treat. We're podcasters.
Oh.
And we're gonna be dressed as podcasters.
Give us your candy.
What does a podcaster dress like?
The thing is, everybody's gonna be expecting that listens to us. Though they're gonna like.
There's
we're
people.
Not gonna surprise anyone.
There's people.
When are kids trick-or-treating, Saturday or Sunday? Because these people may be busy on Sunday.
Well, it should be Sunday, right? That's Halloween.
I say we go.
Never mind. I don't know, but they got school the next day, so I thought they did it on Saturday.
No, they'll do it on Sunday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There are some cases where I've heard that, where it's close to the weekend. Every time I see someone do that, I'm like, oh, look at those idiots. It's not Halloween. It's like Wednesday. So
you're going to go to the MASS show and you are or aren't dressing up?
I am going to dress up, yes.
I'm going to go as a podcaster.
I am going to go as, I don't know, just a badass.
Well, this is Halloween.
I'm going to go as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Or the dance team, and can you do some of the moves?
No, he needs to be a cheerleader. I need to see him. I need to see him with that outfit. Yes. I need the little vest.
Cold front is coming in.
I need the booby shirt. I need it all. I need the skirt. I need the boots. We need to go to Lucchese.
Did you just stroke out? Are you smelling better?
I'm in. I am so in on this one. I need you to have big hair.
I thought it was popcorn. Burnt popcorn.
Butter. Well,
butter popcorn.
There's too much butter on it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to do on
Friday.
I'm going to be just cute.
It's burnt toast.
It is burnt toast.
It's not butter. It's burnt toast, I think.
But Saturday, is that when everybody's getting dressed up? Is for the Mean Motor Scooter show?
I think so. I think they posted, like, wear costumes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when most of the costume contests are, too.
My favorite Halloween costume of like the last 5 years was when I went dressed up as Dustin.
You want to hear mine?
I'm going to dress up as Susie.
No one's ever dressed up as No one's ever dressed up as me.
And Ivy was Jeff.
I thought they were dressed up as me because they were. Never mind. It's a long story.
It was fun.
I know what I'm going to be dressed up as at the MASS show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A teenager sock.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
on your cock like the Chili Peppers. And you can go, for the people that know, you'd be like, I'm a teenager sock. And for the other people, you're like, I'm Flea.
You don't play bass.
I'm Anthony Kiedis.
There you go.
Look at me, under the bridge.
I have to get that plaster and stuff and like make a sheet.
So I do want to play a game. Okay. A Halloween game. This will have to pay off next week when we do the show.
Okay.
We're going to count how many people we see dressed as members of Squid Game.
So many. My friend.
There's going to be a lot.
So many.
My friend bought the costume and he's like so ready to rock it.
What is it?
On Netflix, that show, The Squid Game.
Nope, don't know it.
I told you you wouldn't like
it. I would not like it. Mm. Oh, that's why I don't know it. It just left my head because I wouldn't like
it. That's a show I went to sleep with.
Whoa.
like
that first episode, I was like, holy shit. Wow.
I still haven't watched it.
Real.
Red light.
Green light.
Green light. Green
light. Man, someone should go as that like creepy doll.
Red light. Green light. Red light. Yeah, and if you don't stop, they shoot you.
Whoa.
You're dead.
Boom. If you move at all.
I still think Alice in whatever that Borderland is better.
Yeah, I need to finish that. All right.
Okay.
So let's go watch the film.
Okay.
Saturday, Mass.
Yes.
Friday, nothing.
Yep.
And
Tuesday, if you're in the state of Texas, please vote.
If you're a real big fan of DFW garage rock and surf rock, I recommend you be at the show on
Saturday.
Yeah.
And if you love Rex, Rex hasn't played a show in a while. He's done a couple things at Tulips, but this is a big one.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
Love you, mean it.
All right. What?